it's new and Morty's not here. Is that new?
That is new, actually. Yeah, that's new. I think he's on his way to New York, and I think you'll be seeing him soon.
Yes, tomorrow night we're doing some type of SEO MoFOMO thingy.
SEO MoFo.
I
like
don't know
that
what I want.
better. Yeah.
It sounds stronger. I don't know for some reason.
Tough.
Yeah, more straight. Lot of inside jokes. In any event, we have a lot to discuss today, but we'll make it quick because I know you guys like it quick. So, Crystal, what are you going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about Reddit. Everybody else is talking about Reddit. Thought I'd join in the fun.
What a hidden gem. All right, and Finn.
I'm going to talk about why California might be the next location where you cannot find your news as easily.
Awesome. And I'm going to talk about some ranking volatility. It's really taxing a bunch of site owners. All right, so like I said, it's tax day, and it's actually 40, not 40 days, but I was gonna say 40 days and 40 nights, which is because Passover is coming up, but I don't know if anybody gets that. Any event, it's also tax day, so I hope you guys paid your taxes. And because of that, Google had a lot of weekend volatility around maybe this core update. There's lots of different systems being pushed out, and we saw a lot of ranking volatility, not as much as the first wave, but we had the spam and manual actions all altogether. But the tools are picking it up more so. There's a lot of chatter. I don't think it's as much as the volatility they reported about on April 9th, 10th, but there's definitely a lot of volatility. I know Greg loves talking about charts. Volatility seemed to calm down a little bit this morning. I don't know if you guys noticed anything on that.
I think I haven't seen many rankings shift around too much, but I think that with the core update, we're on day 41 waiting for the core update to finish. I think that I'm expecting volatility to go up and down as we go along. So yeah, I think that's something we're just waiting till they tell us it's done, and then we can clear up whatever's gone on.
Yeah, for sure. And Glenn Gabe has been tweeting a bunch of really useful stuff to show like charts across. He's tracking like hundreds of different websites. Still no recoveries from the September helpful content update, but the core update impacts are significant across the board. And he's showing some massive charts showing like massive ups and massive downs, all within the same core update that we have now. So that's the beauty of these core updates. You can see a lot of ranking volatility at the beginning, at the end, and you can never say you're safe. Like, oh, I saw, like, people like celebrate right at the beginning, and then at the end they're like, oh my God, I
Yeah.
knocked out.
And my favorite thing to do is earmuffs for SEOs, but it's to go to Reddit and actually go to the SEO subreddit. I've never seen it as dire over there as it is right now. It's the same exact thing. People are saying, at least when you had Penguin or Panda, it's like, hey, you can do this and recover. And people that got hit in September, they're just talking about giving up. It's like it is madness over there. So if you're interested, go check out our SEO and you can see a ton of people struggling.
Yeah, a lot of people say that it's like, but it's so raw now. I think that's the issue. I remember even back in the Florida update, it was like, I'm giving up, I can't do this. Everyone's like, yeah, diversify, you got to put your things in, you can't have everything in one basket. So I think it's just a lot more people now in this game of SEO, and that's why it just feels so much raw and everybody's talking about it. Even like people are buying printers and stuff based off of. We'll get to another topic anyway. Ben, what do you want to talk about?
So there's a pending bill in California, the CJPA or the California Journalism Preservation Act. And this is one of those that is targeting any, like, I forget the exact name, but it's a certain type of organization where you're sending people to the news and you have to hit certain thresholds. And so Google would fall into this, Facebook, Meta, like different things like that. And then there'd be a tax paid for every like three or 30,000 occurrences that a journalism site shows up for. So like an occurrence could be just an impression in Google News on Google, right? It doesn't mean that somebody's clicking off to there. So this bill is trying to tax that and make the Facebook's Meta's pay for that. And we've seen this again in different countries and things of that nature. And what happens inevitably is people, Google, Meta, everybody just stopped showing the news. So Google came out and said that basically put a big thing saying why the CJPA is putting the news ecosystem at risk. And I agree. Like, I feel like we have bigger fish to fry than trying to tax traffic going off to publishers. I feel like if I were a publisher, I'd be like, give me the traffic. Like, it is my job to monetize that traffic. It is my job to like make a site that people either want to subscribe to or advertisers want to advertise on. I don't want less traffic. I feel like this like is going to be anti-preservation, because what inevitably happens is they just get rid of the news and it's blank and it just doesn't show, because they don't want to pay these, you know, big outlets don't want to pay journalists for that. So I never understood this. I feel like they should be really worried more about AI, and, you know, Facebook has AI recaps even of news that will never send people off. So I don't understand this at all. Can anybody make sense? Does anybody make sense of this for me? Like, I don't understand who doesn't want traffic.
I think that generally speaking, when you see these things come through for lawmakers, they're trying to patch up a challenge that's coming from a particular group of folks. And so California has I don't know if a lot of the listeners know, but California has, they vote referendums for new laws and things like that. So you know, and it's very often the case, like they did this with casinos and stuff, whether or not they could have those, and people will vote and people will lobby for this. And essentially Google's putting out their position on this. There'll be people from the California Journalists Association that will be putting that out there. And I think lawmakers are trying to support California folks. But I think one of the challenges with digital legislation is that it's the internet. Like, and the internet exists in its own, really in its own plane of existence. So it would essentially, like, as you're saying, it could be a real challenge for California publishers, people who are based in California and who are publishing there. So like the Los Angeles Times or something. But legislatively, they might, for instance, say that like they're the Los Angeles Times, but legislatively they're based in New York or something, so that they can get around some of these legislations. So I think it's tricky for lawmakers to legislate. I'm sure they're trying to solve a genuine need, but I'm not sure that this is the way to do it. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Right, and like Greg, you said, like other countries have tried this. I think many have actually reverted those decisions because it ended up hurting the publishers too much. And I like Greg Sterling's quote is like, it's just like basically Google threatening California, like, we are bigger than you, don't mess with us.
Google on that. Like, if you're gonna tax me to send traffic to publishers, which is a good thing, like, I'm sorry your business model is broken, publishers. Like, I don't like that.
Speaking about publishers that get paid by Google, I mean, I know, Crystal, you want to talk about Reddit, and they're ranking for everything. So,
yeah. So I think if anyone hasn't been under a rock for the last sort of month or so, you might have noticed that Reddit's all over the SERP. I think it's more so in the U.S. than it is in some other places, but it's all over. And SEOs have noticed, and SEOs have been discussing it. And over the last week, there's been a lot of discussion around that. So one person pointed out that that they were able to see that Reddit was ranking really quickly on Google, that they were able to post a Reddit thread and that it was able to rank within, they said it within 5 minutes. The only time I've seen something that ranked that quickly in my personal experience was YouTube. And within YouTube videos, for some YouTube publishers, you can see a YouTube video in the index within about an hour or two for some big YouTube folks. But I've not seen anything as quick as 5 minutes necessarily. So that's showing me, to me, I find that really interesting if that is the case, because it might show that there's maybe some additional tooling behind how they're related to Reddit. But that's conjecture. I'm not confirming that. That's not news. But I'm saying that I think it's an interesting of the way that's going out, and how those pieces of content are showing on the SERP there. Barry, did you want to jump in on that one?
You know, I think Google did confirm they have a direct access to Reddit's content through some type of fire hose, so they do get the content faster. They did the same thing with Twitter back in the day. I think they still have some access, maybe not now with Elon Musk. Anyway, people were like showing off back then when they had their Twitter fire hose, how quick, you know, they could get content in the Google index. Publishers still get content really quick into the index. You get stuff ranking really, really well fast because Google's really good at that. But yeah, ranking for very competitive keywords in a matter of seconds is something that you can only do via fire hose, and Google has that paid relationship with Reddit where you can do that.
Yeah, so that's interesting, and I'm sure the SEOs will be very, very, very responsible with that. in the coming months.
Nope.
Speaking of that, somebody else was talking about, so Patrick Peloquin, I hope I pronounced that correctly, was talking about essentially the challenges that arise from something like that. So he talks about how people need to manage their brand impact with something like this, with the Reddit space, and how Reddit can be a bit of a challenge for brand marketers, because on the one hand, it represents, you know, some really good opportunities to connect with users and things. On the other hand, it can be a little bit of it can be a challenge because you also need to moderate, and you essentially need to moderate because it's showing up on the SERP, and you may or may not have the resources to moderate, but you'll need to be, you know, very hands-on with how you're moderating and how you're getting involved with that content. And Greg, do you think this is going to be a challenge for brand marketers in the future?
Yeah, I mean, if I think it's especially like if you're doing like bad things or you have a bad product, like, and somebody's searching for reviews or something like that, I mean, it's going to be a challenge. Like, you might as well set up your own subreddit now for your brand and just own it before somebody else does. I mean, there's a lot that should change with this.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think, like, if anything, Google will rank some type of vertical really well. SEOs will abuse it. It'll go away. Then they'll find something new. Something to look forward to for all of us. Anyway, thank you so much, Crystal and Greg, for doing this. I think Morty's back tomorrow, and see you guys tomorrow. Thank you.
Woohoo.
Bye.